watching Monday Night Football. Because even though the Bears aren't going to win it all this year, you can't help but watch, and it's a national audience, so why not? And they're doing their coverage like they do, come on, man, and all that other stuff. And I saw a snippet of a piece that made me perk up my ears, because running back David Montgomery, who's been one of the bright spots in the Bears over the last couple of years, came from Iowa State. He's a Cyclone, and so it's kind of fun to watch him. And then this story pops up where he got to lead block. He got to run block for a sick child who wanted to run a touchdown for the Cyclones. And you've seen stories like this before. But the part you haven't seen is what happens after the sick kid runs down the field and scores the touchdown and high fives all the players, right? Everybody just goes home to their regular lives. In a normal world, that's what happens. But David Montgomery, cool as he is, fostered and established a relationship with this young boy, Hunter, that's gone on for the last 5 years. So it's a very cool story that they profiled on Monday Night Football. David Montgomery and his friend Hunter Erb. And it all started with a call Stephanie, his mom, made to Iowa State in 2017. And we have Stephanie on the phone with us. This is so cool.
Did we get the story kind of correct?
You did.
Okay, let's back up. When Hunter was born, he was born with a heart condition called, I'm going to try and get this right, pulmonary vein stenosis. Is that right?
So Hunter was born with multiple congenital heart defects. And in 2013, he was diagnosed with pulmonary vein stenosis.
Ah, okay. All right. And that is, it has no cure. And what it is, it's like the veins are too narrow, right?
Yes. So there's four veins in the back of your heart. And in this condition, they narrow, and they narrow further into the lung field. And there's nothing you can do other than procedures and some medications in order to keep those veins from narrowing. And when you lose those veins, you lose function to your lungs.
Isn't it amazing? I bet you never knew how many veins were on the heart until your child is diagnosed with something, and all of a sudden you become a researcher, pretty much.
You do.
You bear down, and you want to know everything about it and what can be done. And all right, so... So he's an Iowa State Cyclones fan, right?
Yes.
And at what age did he decide that he wants to run a touchdown for the Clones?
He's wanted to for as long as we can remember. So just on a whim for his sixth birthday, I said, I'm going to email Iowa State and just see if he can come to a practice and watch. And it just unravels from there.
By the way, Stephanie, he's not the only one who'd like to see a touchdown for the Cyclones. There's a lot of Cyclones fans who would like to see more touchdowns.
Well, as Hawkeyes fans, we'll take him. Oh. What size shoes does he wear and helmet? We'll take him this weekend. Seriously. Suit the kid up. Give him a shot.
Who do you even know to write an email to?
Yeah, where do you start?
Do you just like, Dear Iowa State?
I thought, okay, I'm gonna run with this and send it to their athletic department, who then at that point shoveled it to their director of football operations, who then got in contact with me.
Okay.
Wow.
And what did you think was gonna happen?
Certainly not that. I thought that we would
let him take some pictures,
you know, hang out, and he'd get to meet the team and maybe have a few autographs. But I never in my wildest dreams thought that Coach Campbell would be like, all right, it's your turn, Hunter. Let's do this. And I mean, when he said that, I don't think I've ever seen that little boy move so fast.
And in the mix of all of this is David Montgomery, right? And he decides what he's going to run defense for your son.
Yeah, he was Hunter's lead blocker.
I hope you have video of all of this.
We do. It's all on the ESPN website.
Okay. All right. And it didn't end just there. It didn't end with that one trip to the practice field to Iowa State. It continued with these two, with your son and with David Montgomery.
Yeah.
So how did they stay in touch? Do they just FaceTime each other or email or text, or how does it work?
Well, he got my number from their director of football operations, and I think it was the night before they played Texas, and I get this text message. I think he was probably hanging in his hotel room, and he said, "Hey, it's David. I don't mean to bother you, but I wonder how Hunter is.
Oh.
Is it okay if I catch up with you and text?" And from that point, like I said, it was like these two souls were just meant to be. They would text and FaceTime, and after every home football game, David and his family would come to our house. We'd grill out, cook dinner, and it was like his home away from home.
So you guys have become family, so to speak.
Yes.
Could have never imagined, huh?
No, not in a million years, and I wouldn't trade this relationship for anything. It's pretty neat.
So, and it's so meaningful to your son. How is now? I know sometimes it's kind of hard for kids who have a special condition to make friends, you know, make real friends. But obviously, David Montgomery is one. Does he share David Montgomery with his other friends?
Yes. He is certainly not shy about that.
Oh, me and my buddy David, we're going to go, we're going to probably go to the comedy club and, you know, maybe grab some food.
Oh, I can't, man. We got practice. Big game.
Right.
Big game coming up next week. I'd love to do homework, but I can't. I got a game to focus on.
You must be just in love with this whole story, obviously because of your connection to it. But how cool is it to know that there are players who don't just have these singular moments with these emotions, but they can stretch it out. He's obviously getting something out of his relationship with Hunter as much as Hunter's getting out of it.
Yeah. I think it's just, you can't describe it. I don't know how to put that kind of a relationship into words. And I think, you know, people just see these athletes as, okay, yeah, they went to a children's hospital, they did a good thing, but
right. They
are human and they do care. And I think David and Hunter's relationship is a perfect example of the human side to these professional athletes.
So this started about 5 years ago. How is Hunter doing now?
Well, since then, Hunter has had his fourth open heart surgery. Uh-huh. And that was we actually went to Boston for that, to Boston Children's Hospital. And then just last April, he had another procedure done in Boston because his pulmonary veins had actually narrowed again from that surgical procedure. So he's clinically stable. He takes medicine twice a day. You know, he lives in what we like to call chronic congestive heart failure. So think of your 90-year-old grandpa in a 10-year-old's body.
Oh.
You know, he has, you know, diuretics and he wears oxygen at night, but I'm telling you, he doesn't let him slow it. You would never know.
Awesome. And does he, I'm trying to put this in a perspective that other parents can understand. Is he good about taking his medicine, or does he cop an attitude like all of our kids do?
There's definitely an attitude cop some days.
Okay, thank God, because I don't want to hear about your angel anymore, because my brats, they don't take their medicine, and no NFL players give a damn about
it. Yes, no, there is some days that where he's like, I don't want to have to do this. This is stupid, you know, like any other kid.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, those are the things that make it hard as a parent, because you're like, well, you need these buddies. If you don't get them, you know, you're going to end up in the hospital. And so then he's always like, oh, fine. Yeah. And then he usually, you know.
Okay, worst mother. Worst mother ever. Fine.
Right? You said that he went to Boston Children's Hospital how many times?
We have been there three times.
Three times. I'm not going to say anything because I'm, you know, I'm not a doctor. And
shocker.
I'm not a pro football player, but I'm guessing it was Hunter's mojo in Boston that helped the Bears beat the Patriots then on Monday night.
I agree. They needed some mojo.
I'm calling it lingering mojo. And you know what? I'm used to crying when I watch a Bears game, but not at the beginning. So I think that is that's a beautiful story. And I'm so glad that you shared it with us, because I love looking behind, you know, the celebrity of an athlete and all of the other stuff you can hear and read about them. But boy, every now and then you get a lightning strike like this, and the effect that it's had on you and your family. And it's not lost that it's it's an effect on David also, but he's that kind of person. And it's just, it's so, it makes me like him even more when I watch him play.
It just reminds you there's still a lot of good left in this world.
Yeah. Stephanie, do you have other kids?
We do. We have a 5-year-old daughter named Brooklyn.
Okay. And how does Brooklyn, you know, because...
Where's her football player?
No. No. It's probably difficult for the, you know, when you have a kid like Hunter, for Brooklyn, hey, what about me? Do you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. The attention that he's getting.
That is a parent is a constant struggle, especially when he is in the hospital, because, you know, my nursing background wants me to be with him because that's what I do. And I know he needs me, but yet my mommy heart's pulling as she's crying, knowing that mommy's not coming home tonight.
Yeah.
You know, those are the hard things, but I will tell you, she is the first one to hold his hand if he's getting an IV. She is, you know, if one of his leads falls off, she's like, Bubba, let's put it back on. Just sit down and I'll do it. I mean, she is large and in charge and is the best little sister ever.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate scenario, but the siblings of these kids that need the extra attention oftentimes become leaders in their lives because of the extra care and empathy that they give to their sibling.
And the parents who probably show them how to be like that. That's you, Stephanie.
We try. That is for sure.
Well, we know you got to get to work, but we sure appreciate you sharing Hunter's story with us. What a great way to start our day. Well, okay, we started our day with the serial killer story, also in Iowa, but this story is way better.
We like this one better. What kind of nurse are you, Stephanie?
I used to work in an operating room, but since Hunter was born, obviously my duties have become more of a Hunter nurse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going to say naughty. Ish. Naughty nurse.
That's this weekend for Halloween.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And, you know, I hate to even ask what the prognosis. I read, you know, his odds of surviving this and that, and he's beaten the odds, it sounds like, so far, right?
Yeah, and everything, yeah. Yeah. You know, we know in this house that tomorrows aren't guaranteed. Ooh. And so we literally live every day to the fullest as much as we possibly can. He will need more surgeries. His open heart surgeries are not done. He will need more procedures. So, again, we take the good days and then we fight through the bad.
Yeah, live every day to the fullest. That is a lesson we could all live no matter what health our particular kids are in.
Well, thank you for stopping living your day to the fullest to talk to us two morons and sharing your story with us. We'll let you get back to it then. All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Stephanie Erb and her son, the story of young Hunter. Boy, what a cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the situation, but just, you know, all of it. You know how difficult that's got to be for her, for her son, for her daughter, for the community. I hear how many open heart surgeries?
Four.
Trips to Boston? What do you do for money?
Yeah. Yeah. And then this, you know, you take those teeny tiny glimmers, you know, those are pretty meaningful things, whether it's he's having a good day or whether David Montgomery's on the phone. I mean, all of those things just go into one category of, hey, this was helpful, you know, because every day is a challenge, and some days you win and some days you lose, and other days David Montgomery calls. I mean, just what a very cool collective.
That the emotional roller coaster in that house is probably it's a pretty big roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?